You're listening to SBS News.
In Indonesia, mental health care remains mired in stigma, misunderstanding, and a profound shortage of humane treatment. Nowhere is it more evident than at a sprawling, ramshackle group of buildings in central Java known as Marsior's House. There, about 30 men occupy what can be best described as concrete cells. Most of the men are emaciated, none receives treatment or medication, and all live with mental disorders and a steel shackle fastened to their ankle. They live their lives for an undetermined period on the end of a metre or so of rusty chain. They eat, drink, sleep, and defecate for months on end without release. Through a translator, some explain of being in pain, of needing a doctor or medication. The day SBS visits, a 37-year-old patient is freed after 4 months in chains and reunited with his mother, who describes her stress at her son's plight.
Of course I'm sad. I cannot eat when I think of him. I have to do this because I am the only parent.
The practice of shackling people with mental health disorders is known as pesung. Outlawed in Indonesia in 1977, it nevertheless remains prolific throughout remote parts of the archipelago. Few records are kept, and some analysts estimate up to 60,000 people may be shackled at any one time. Psychiatrist Harry Minnis, head of the University of Melbourne's Centre for Global and Cultural Mental Health, has been consulting in Indonesia on possible remedies to pesung. Dr. Minnis, consulting for all tiers of Indonesian governments, suggests a disused hospital wing in Kebumen, central Java, holds the possibilities of a solution. Half an hour's drive from Marsior's House, it has been converted to create a mental health rehabilitation facility. It offers respite from pesung, exposure to mental health professionals, and, when appropriate, medication. Dr. Minnis says with political will and funding, the system could be replicated elsewhere in Indonesia and provide a viable alternative to restraint.
It proves several things. One is that for little investment, you can do something that will improve people's lives and allow them to be both free and independent, able to live at home. The other thing that it does is that it shows that it's possible to solve a problem which at the moment is thought of as being very complex.
But until resources are allocated, the mentally ill will remain shackled and untreated. Their plight is perhaps best summed up by a man named Amin, who has been chained at Marsior's House for 5 months.
Because I'm sick, yes. I want doctor.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.